Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week of the most frickin' unbelievable treachery that could ever be supposed by somebody. And the weekend's coming up, and I'm sure they're going to try and top it. That being said, it's also the 27th day of September. It's 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the climate basin. It's been a little warm. Getting warm. Maybe we'll get that 90 degrees, you know, at the beginning of October, but I bet you it's going to be a cold winter. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. Senate assault weapons ban outlaws 205 guns. Oh, really? Well, we'll talk about that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I mean, I'd like to have just one day where I don't come up. We're already pissed before I even get started, but if you've been following the site, we just threw another fucking enemy shill off of the site. We started out with, I mean, these people, well, we can't beat them. You know, they got this and they got that. And then the guy ends up, well, 3% is 9 million people. That's a fair, I mean, just this is the new regime trying to do it in a more subtle way. Hey, you know what? Tell you about your 3%. It's like your 3% unemployment numbers. We know fucking better already, you fucking idiots. You're no better than your predecessors, and you'll get no further than they did. We know who we are, and we know what you are. 3%. Oh, and they got underground bunkers. Oh, and they got this. Oh, God. But guys, we just might as well all fucking 85 million of us ought to just go up there and just, we ought to just hand over our, over that billion guns and just say, oh, they've got us because they're so tricky. All they have is fucking lies and deceit. That's all you've got, you punk bitch motherfuckers. And I'll tell you again, if it was just 3%, they would have already done it. Got it? Not to mention that the goddamn, just the gun sales since Obama. That 3%, them people, their houses would be, they wouldn't hold the goddamn guns, would they? So I think it's a little bigger than that, buddy. And I think you fucking know it. And you're not going to sell us on our own defeat. We're not just going to be, oh, that guy said there's only 3%. We better run. You fucking piece of shit. You foreign piece of shit. What country are you from, by the way? Go ahead, Mark.
It just goes to show you how weak these bitches are out there, Henry. You know, I mean, it's just our people are getting stronger every goddamn day, and our enemies are getting weaker every day, and that's the goddamn bottom line. We are stronger.
What they're not getting, Mark, is that there's nothing else to throw at us. We know you're fucking liars. We know every word that comes out of your mouth is a fucking lie. As for numbers, when you throw a number at us, we laugh. We laugh at your fucking numbers, okay? So you can cut that out of your fucking agenda. Like I said, there's a new bunch here. This has already been tried by your predecessors. And we've already pissed all over it because we know it's a fucking lie. We piss right in your face because you're the fucking ones that are down to about 1%. And we know you're going to send your blue... Go ahead.
He was on the site. You say he was on the site?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, on the site. You can see it, though. You can, if you read it, read his comments carefully, and then you can see, and it's how they tried it before, only these guys think they're fucking better. They think if they say 3%, we're going to fucking believe it. Like, there's only 3% unemployed, and did you guys know that everybody in America is rich? man, I'll tell you, you're just showing yourselves for what you fucking are. You come on a site like From the Fucking Trenches, we laugh at your fucking stupid asses. Wait, and there's nobody listening to you anymore. It's like the common people out there, the people who are working and sleeping and working just to fucking stay alive, who have already purchased their fucking guns and their ammo. Well, I'll tell you what, they don't even look at you. They don't even turn you on. They don't listen to nothing you have to fucking say. They despise your fucking asses, okay? And they outnumber you thousands to one, you motherfuckers. And you know it. And you're going to feel it. Anyway, you know, going from this fucking shill, I mean, they think that they're of a higher intelligence. They're not. I mean, this has been tried before. I mean, we go back in the fucking years when they were trying it with the fucking their think tanks in this country. They were a little sloppy. These guys think they're slicker. You see, they think that they can get in there. You made 12 comments, mister. You made it to 12 comments, and as soon as you fucking started slipping in, the fucking defeat is, oh, we can't beat them with only 3%. Well, we got more than 3%. We got 75 fucking percent. Look at the gun sales. Oh, those gun sales didn't happen. Don't look at those numbers. Don't look at the number of gun sales. 3% of the people bought them. If they did, they'd be stacked out in their fucking yards. You do understand that, right? We ain't that fucking stupid. And the ammunition, we'd be stacked clear down to the end of the street for just one fucking person. We're not dumb. We're not like that. We're not those goddamn assholes walking around with their pants hanging down around their legs with their fucking dirty asses hanging out. You're about to meet real America, you sons of bitches.
Not only that, but hell, 50% of the enemy are going to be on our side after the first 20 minutes, the shit lights off.
Well, you know, he talked about, too, the technology, and I love when they start talking about the technology in the army. I mean, they have stuffed it full of women. Fucking communist women who fucking would just bought into the communism. Oh, goddamn, the women are coming. Ooh! And they've stuffed it full of faggots and transvestites. But there's still fucking Americans, and there's a lot of fucking Americans that are in those armed forces. And when you tell them to fucking turn their ordnance against the fucking mass majority of the population of their country, they're going to kill your ass is what's going to happen. There'll be a fight of their own right there inside the fucking armed forces. You watch it happen. You watch what I told tell you today happen. We're not.
It's going to be brutal, Harry.
It's going to be brutal, brother.
It's going to be brutal, man. I'm telling you how I feel dealing with even police, the traitors. They're talking about vote. I'm going after them. I mean, it's just. It's going to be brutal.
Yep. When that fucking fire lights off, it's going to take off like a goddamn, well, like the inferno that they make out of our forest by dumping fucking powdered fucking aluminum on top of that rust. You know the what do they call it, oxidated metal, iron in the goddamn soil. That's why you have these firenados, you know, you see the tornadoes. It's because when you mix that, you get thermite. And that's what you've done. You've made thermite out here, you motherfuckers. And that's how it's going to come across this country. And we're not only going to wipe your asses out. We're coming after the international son of a bitches who thought they could intrude in our fucking, in our republic and fucking turn us against one another, have us kill each other, and then come and steal what belongs to us. Every fucking dime's coming back, you sons of bitches. And every traitor that manages to get out of here, I've already told you. The country that harbors you will be fucking named enemy. They will have 72 fucking hours to hand your ass over or get a fucking nukin. This shit is going to stop. This fucking Zionist Jew fucking misery is going to be removed from this fucking planet. Anyway, now we're going to talk about, you know, you had Nancy Pelosi and, you know, they're all the goddamn, all they've got so much is confiscation and goddamn gun safety legislation they've written up, people. They've got so much of it that just now Trump told them, you ain't going to get none of it now because you're impeaching me. They're playing this fucking game. It's a goddamn soap opera. And nothing's going to become of it except for the fucking law firms. I got my law firm and your law firm, and we're going to be, I mean, they've been playing us for fucking how many years now doing this shit. Of course, every one of them's a fucking criminal. Of course, goddamn, they, within their admiralty, they can fucking investigate the fuck out of each other. But within the goddamn confines of the Masonic dirty church cabal, they can't do nothing to each other, okay? It's all to fucking distract you from what they are really fucking wanting to do. And they have to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of these America. And they have to kill the fucking American nationals or disarm them. Or they can't have their new world order. And that is what that has been that's the golden ring, people. And they ain't getting it. And it's pissing them off more and more. They're so mad. I'm sure they're laying around and pissing themselves down in the fucking fetal position because they have no fucking balls. And their manipulation has been fucking brought out into the open by the fucking internet. Everybody knows every word they're saying is a fucking lie. So lie all fucking day long. Say whatever you want to say. Write up on a piece of paper whatever you want to write on a piece of fucking paper. And then, but the time comes when you gotta come and fucking make it happen, motherfuckers. Like our forefathers made it happen when they took the fucking freedoms and liberties from a fucking king with the most powerful army on the planet Earth. Only we were just a little bit badder than they were. And we're even badder now than, like I said, we're not these fucking punks walking around with their pants hanging down. That's what they fucking have us envisioned as, people. Is dirt beneath their feet. Oh, they have no threat. We're no threat? We have whipped the fucking world. And it wasn't your goddamn, your fucking people, you know, you take that fucking beach. That was your fucking contribution. Some motherfucking regular fella like me had to figure out how to take that fucking beach from an overwhelming fucking force entrenched. And we fucking did it. We did it. And as for all the technology, our fucking people, fucking, it came from our minds. And we'll make even worse shit to take care of you. Anyway, here's your Republican controlled Senate that you voted for, you fucking retards out there that voted. Senate assault weapons ban outlaws 205 guns. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Senate, quote, assault weapons ban outlaws 205 specific guns, magazines holding 11 rounds or more, and bump stocks, which are already illegal. No, they're fucking not. You can say any fucking thing you want to say. The law of this country is the law of this fucking country. It's the ratified law. It is the authority of we, the people. We say what the fucking law is, you punk bitches, not you. And when we get rid of your fucking corporation, get through hanging your communist asses, the whole world's going to fucking understand that once and for fucking all. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, the bill's sponsor, cites alleged benefits from the 1994 to 2000. See, this is where they want to do, jump right into a fucking irrelevant fucking debate. The bottom line is, yeah, in 1994, you did have an assault weapons ban, and it was absolutely a violation of the law that would get you the fucking rope. Had the common law courts been in place and the people been able to exercise their fucking rights to prosecute you. Now you've pushed us to the point to, it's the second article, which is the ultimate article, which is the ultimate enforcement of our law by us. Assault weapons ban in an effort to bolster the chances for passage of new versions. Really, you fucking bitch? However, she ignores the Department of Justice's National Institute of Justice report showing that the 1994 to 2004 ban could not take credit for any reduction in crime. See, this is going to be their fucking argument. You know, it's like, you know, I was arguing with Mark earlier about, the piss testing, and we've argued about, about this before, and I've told you guys before, it's fucking irrelevant. They can't make you take a piss test. Why? Because it violates your fifth article right not to incriminate yourself. Period. No other reason. It's a violation of the law. And to suggest it or to pass some kind of fucking undercolor of law legislation and call it legal is a fucking act of treason, which will get a rope put around your fucking treasonous neck. In addition to banning 205 different guns, high-capacity magazines, and bump stocks, the Senate assault weapons ban, this is the Senate, this is you Republicans. You went out there and run for, I'm voting for Trump. No, you were voting for the Republican agenda, the fucking communist Republican agenda, you fucking retards. Ban includes a universal background check requirement for any future transfer of firearms covered by the ban. Get to doing it. Like the 1994 to 2004 ban, Frankenstein's bill defines assault weapons based on cosmetic features. Here's another argument. Well, you can't just do it because I'm... And no, you just can't fucking do it. Because if it's against the law, you stupid son of a bitch is out there that argue these stupid arguments. You put these fucking, if you go along and you argue somebody with the features, they're doing it by the features. They can't, no, they can't do it because it's fucking against the law. Period. That, end of conversation. I don't give a shit what the reasoning or what if somebody wants to try and argue about it. They can't do it because it violates the law. The supreme law of this land, the people's authority. And we're going to enforce it. Therefore, the legislation bans commonly owned semi-automatic rifles and that take detachable magazines and have one or more military characteristics, including a pistol grip. I mean, all this shit you have allowed these definitions to come into a conversation that should have never been. There should have never been one fucking word spoken. The second they fucking said, introduced, well, when the second that the NRA, who wrote the 1933, the first son of a bitch that fucking wrote it down on a piece of paper that they were going to regulate your fucking right, your second article right, that the guns should have went going off, they should have been hanging them, it should have been taken care of a long fucking time ago, and I should have had a life. It should have been happening back in 1933 when they took the fucking gold away from you and told you that you could no longer own a lodial property, which makes you a fucking subject under that 14th Amendment. Everything that you think you own, because they own you. Then, when that happened, 1869, when they declared you a fucking subject, that's what your original founding fathers fought to not be subjects, didn't they? Where the fuck were you on that one? But you left it because they were giving you goodies. Well, the goodies have ran out. They're here to take every fucking thing that we have, including our fucking lives. And we are going to fucking fight them because we're fighting for our homes and hearths. Send your fucking mercenaries to fertilize our fucking ground here, our holy ground. Detachable magazines and have one or more military characteristics, including a pistol grip, a forward grip, a barrel shroud, a shredded barrel, a folding or telescope. See, this has nothing to do with shit, does it? Tell me how this has anything to do with shall not be infringed fucking period. This is all irrelevant. Even to argue it, you are fucking participating in an argument that cannot exist. To participate in arguments, goddamn treason. All you tell these fuckers is no, you can't. It's against the law. Our law. And we're enforcing it. During the December 12th, 2019 Democratic debate, Robert Beto O'Rourke said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. Get on it, bitch. I said you couldn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got stumped yesterday. I was talking about background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, well, how do you know they're a legal person?
What do you mean, how you know they're a legal person?
Yeah, you got to have a background check or you have illegals buying.
Well, if somebody comes in speaking another language, you might could quite. I mean, it's your choice as an individual free sovereign if you sell something to somebody or not. I mean, it's just like the cake to the queers. It's like the cake to the queers. I don't got to sell a cake to a queer if I don't want to. And I don't got to sell a gun to somebody if I don't want to. I'll just go somewhere else and buy a gun. But, you know, the fucking thing is, we're supposed to guard our borders. There was no, we never gave no permission. There was no procedural due process to take one fucking iota of the property that we won through the fucking war from it belongs to each individual one of us. There was never supposed, this is goddamn immigration shit. It was never supposed to be. It can't be under the Bill of Rights, which is the fucking law. Because every time they let one of them in, well, they take, I mean, it might just be the tiniest little crumb. But they are taking something from each and every American national who is an individual who can have not even a crumb taken from them without procedural due process. See, our borders would be sealed. There would be nothing but fucking Americans here. And if they weren't Americans, I'll make it a condition. You want to give up a part of your shit to let that person in? They will have it tattooed on their fucking head where they were from. And I will not sell them a gun. That's an easy one. Oh, where were we here? Democratic, oh yeah, O'Rourke. Hell yeah. Did you see that punk? I mean, he is laughable. He is fucking laughable. You're gonna do what? Just imagine him without a security fucking team with guns all around him and just standing there and talking to me and telling me he's gonna take my fucking gun. Just try and imagine that in your head. And that's what that son of a bitch is worth because they have no balls. They are not a force. Their money is their force. Their fucking mammon is their fucking only fucking power they have. They're not going to whip nobody's ass. They're going to try and buy some balls, but I'll tell you what, when you're getting killed for a fucking mammon, it's a lot different than when people who are defending their homes and hearths against invasion, who are defending their liberty and their fucking freedom. You'll see how many are ready, you made your numbers on your goddamn recruitment for your Iran war you want. But God, look at how much money. You had to offer $30,000 of money that didn't fucking belong to you to these fucking punks. Because they went out and they got them a degree in socialism. And there ain't no openings. There's too many goddamn socialists in the government already. No more openings. So you want to pay your loan. $30,000 to sign up to go in the army? People, think about that. That's what they had to do to meet the recruitment. What kind of shitholes are you getting? And that's what we're supposed to be afraid of. Well, I just ain't afraid. Sorry. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. Get to doing it. You are. And you see when he says this? We're. That would include him, right? He's going to do it. Oh, I'm going to write it down on the piece of paper and then I'm going to try to hire somebody with the balls to go and do it. That's all you're going to do, and they're going to get their asses blasted clear. They're fucking wiped out and fucking forthwith. You'll get some of us. We plan on losing a couple million to our lack of fucking diligence and our responsibility, and we can blame that on our fucking grandparents and our parents' parents' parents for not fucking teaching us who we are. and not having us prepared to fucking take on any motherfucker that came here to try to take our goddamn rights away from us. But we're going to take that fucking hit, but you wait and see what the goddamn fucking retribution for that hit's going to be. Because in that 2 million we're going to lose, you're going to have people that lost their fucking wife, that lost their children, that lost their god, lost their relatives, loved the people they loved. And those are going to be the motherfuckers coming after you. So that justice tempered with mercy shit, you try that on them. Go ahead, Carnkey, go up there and talk to one of them. Tell some guy that wants his family be slaughtered by these motherfuckers, you got to do 10. Boom! There's your justice tempered with mercy. They fucking think this is going to, they know this ain't no fucking cakewalking. It ain't no 9 million people, or they would have already done it. Nothing else, goddamn, can you count the guns? What do you think? People are still going out when they're telling you, oh, we're going to take them away, we're going to take them, as they're saying it. People are fucking buying more and more and more and more bullets. You think they're buying them to give them back for fucking $200? You think they're paying $1,000 to arm themselves with a fucking rifle and 1,000 rounds of ammunition to hand it over for fucking $200? Some might not have the balls, but they certainly seem to have the intent, don't they? And those are numbers you can't argue with. Those aren't made up numbers. I didn't just make up 3% in the fucking head. And I didn't sweep 100 million people under the fucking carpet to say there's only 3% unemployment in this country. Those are real solid fucking numbers that can't be argued with. Oh man, the National Shooting Sports Foundation calculates 16 million plus privately owned AR-15s, and you don't know the half of it, you motherfuckers. Is that what you calculate? You want to make it. You want to. They're going to throw a small number. See, fucking calculate. How'd you calculate that? And the bottom line, they didn't calculate shit. They're going to try and throw a small number at you, probably a third of the reality, to make it like, well, that's only 16 million. We might could do. I mean, to try to convince that fucking pathetic 12 to 18% of fucking loser, fucking traitor, fucking corporate ass sucking Jew, ass sucking pieces of shit. Fucking corporate voters that it can be done. Well, you are all going to fucking hang for fucking treason and sedition. You will be tried and you are guilty prima facie. That means you get the fucking rope around your neck, you bastards. Whether I'm here or not, you will fucking pay. Because the truth has been unleashed. The truth is on the loose. Where's the bottom of the hour? And we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Rocks on swing, shining armor's piercing ring. horses, one with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight man, blood red throne, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we let die? Follow orders as you're told. Make their yellow blood run cold. Fight until you die or drop a force like ours is hard to stop. Close your mind to stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn cur pass by. How many of them can we make die? Guard your women and children well. Send these bastards back to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war. And they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head. To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, broadsword swing, shining armor's piercing ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight mare, blood red roan.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Heather Alexander with the March of Cambrus. One damn cur pass by, and that's what it's going to fucking be. Every fucking one of them. There's not going to be, you fucking committed treason against we the people. You caused our fucking relatives to be killed, and we're just going to fucking throw you out, you think? I think you're gonna.
You know, Henry, this whole goddamn thing is about It's about a handful of people that want to remain multi-billionaires when you think about it. I mean, all we are in their mind is fucking toilet water. I mean, that, this is what's so aggravating to me, is that we're going to, this whole goddamn art, this whole bullshit thing is about a group of people that want to remain multi-billionaires and keep control over everybody else, period. Fuck that.
Well, yeah, it's to have a one-world Zionist order, a fucking Zionist king, and the rest of us just be fucking the soulless animals that they dispose of or you. Well, they intend to dispose of all of us, but 500 million to serve them. You know, when I used to ask people, you know, start the conversation with people about this, they look concerned. I mean, this is say 5-6 years ago. They looked real concerned, and they would say, "No way, yeah, you know." And now they're all armed. And when you mention this, people's faces, I mean, they change. You can see that they're just thoroughly fucking pissed. And they're ready to fight right there on the goddamn spot. These motherfuckers are, keep it up, man. Just do it. Here's your hero story for the day, guys. Cops back on duty after video showed them kill unarmed father lying down on his own backyard. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, and this is, the article was longer than a goddamn piece of string, so I've just, you know, got a little bit of it here. But I think we all remember when this happened. Disturbing body camera footage was released from a police shooting that took the life of a father who was confronted in his grandparents' backyard and then gunned down because officers claim his phone was a gun. Now, after Sacramento Police Department officers Terrence McCadow and Jared Robinette escaped any and all accountability, they will be going back to work to potentially kill another unarmed father in his own backyard. So I told you that it's coming, and it's only going to get worse. Let me tell you, fear for your children to be out in your yard, afraid to go down to the goddamn, afraid to go to town and go to a place to eat or anything, afraid to go out. See, that's what this prick that I was in it with on the site that I started, you know, we started the broadcast, I was talking about. They see, that's what they had. You know, I think it was Jefferson that said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And that's what we had. We had tyranny. We've had it up to our fucking neck with your tyranny. And now the fucking fear is turning the other way because they fucking know what they're up against. No matter what lies they come on and tell, the lies don't work anymore. We know you're fucking liars. We know how you did it. We know what you fucking did. And you will fear us when this is all done. It will be a long motherfucking time before it even crosses anybody's mind to try any shit like this again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, I know they're having a hard time getting, you know, military people, although people are still going in there just because, you know, jobs are scarce, this and that. And anyway, I was thinking about the, you know, cops, you know, I mean, how many people are going to go just to be a cop so they can feed their face, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, the cops usually, they're the lower IQ, that's for sure. And that's probably the most money they can make considering their IQ. And, but yeah, there, I know of at least one deputy sheriff that said when they just tell me that it's time to confiscate the guns, I'll tell them to come into my house first. If they don't know who we are. I mean, they know who you and I are. They've got their lists and shit, but goddamn, you're talking about 100 million fucking people with guns. 100 million. Fucking, that's just guns. That's just guns, people. There are people in this country that own tanks, that own artillery, that don't fucking, oh man, they like I said, if we was just at 3%, they would have already done it. They know what they're up against. That's why you see them fucking running for the hills right now after they came out with O'Rourke and their big fucking talk, and then they had to have them a crisis. Oh, no, now they're going to impeach the president. Oh, no, I'm not going to sign on with that gun control thing. And we can't just keep allowing this shit to continue, because well, one thing you got to keep remembering, the one thing I've mentioned ever since we started doing these programs, every fucking day they are taking billions of dollars worth of our raw resources out of this goddamn country. And I mean, when you think about the Occupy movement, which was not a fucking commie fucking movement, the commies tried to take it over. But it started with people carrying Ron Paul signs and In the Fed signs in New York City. We had somebody right there that was fucking covering it at the time. And once it finally reached Seattle, what did we keep telling them? You want to fucking fight? You want to get a fight on? Seize the ports. Seize the ports. That's where the wealth is. That's where they're stealing it. That's where it's all going. That's where your wealth's going. And the first fucking port they fucking seized, well, the Department of Homeland Security went across this land, and they burned their tents, and they fucking ran them fucking out of fucking town because they didn't come. That's the problem. It's just like with the Bundy thing and all this horse shit. We are going to have to physically fucking fight them. We're going to have to trade bullets with them. Some of us are going to die. That's a goddamn fact. There's no getting around it. And it's really not our fault. It's our grandfather's fault. It's our great great grandfather's fault. Clear back to 1869 when it should have been fucking stopped forthwith. No matter how many of us it took to die to do it. But no, it's come down to this point. We get the end game. And we're the last generation. The baby boomers are the last generation to even know what fucking freedom is. So it's on us. We get to be the sacrificial lamb. And thank you, grandfathers. I sure as fuck appreciate it. But by God, I'm not gonna leave my fucking grandchildren in a goddamn bondage. I'm not a fucking coward. And I ain't nobody's fucking property, and they're not gonna be.
And we all have kids, and they're gonna kick ass too.
Goddamn right. Anyway, disturbing by, okay, we did that. Grandparents' backyard, unaccountable ability. They will be back to work to potentially kill other unarmed fathers in their backyards, and they will. This is Blackwater, USA. This is an unlawful institution put in place by an unlawful institution, an institution that represents the fucking subversion of the people's fucking authority in this country, which is in written form and written law, ratified law in the Bill of Fucking Rights, which is the common law for our country, which is our self-individual government. On Thursday, U.S. Attorney McGregor W. Scott and FBI agent Sean Reagan said that they have closed the investigation into the fatal shooting of Stephen Clark, according to ABC 10. They said they found insufficient evidence to support criminal charges, and now the officers are back on full duty. What happened is this guy was trying to get in his grandma's house through the backyard. I mean, I guess maybe she was asleep, I don't remember the exact circumstances. But how many of you guys had to break into your own damn house because you left the fucking keys, you know? You didn't have the keys with you. But he was just getting in his own house. Get down on the ground. He gets down on the ground. He's got a fucking cell phone in his hand. Boom, 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 boom. Just fucking killed him. Oh, there he got. I love those heroes. What a heroic, brave thing to do. Let's see what we got. New York City aids migrants by imposing speech code on Americans. You think they're not invading your fucking country? You think these goddamn international elitist motherfuckers aren't going to continue until you stop them? Americans will be fined by New York City judges if they tell an illegal alien they are an illegal alien, says a speech code issued by the city's Department of Civic Regulations. Civic Regulations. Now, let's see, now, in them Federalist papers, they told us that they could never have no authority over our private lives and our rights. Why? You don't need a Bill of Rights. There's nothing. We can never have no authority to do anything to you. We're separate from, I mean, you're self-governing. You do as you please. Right? It's illegal for a person's employer, co-workers, or housing provider to use derogatory or offensive terms to intimidate, humiliate, or degrade people, including by using the term illegal alien. So you can't even tell them. I mean, it wasn't that many years ago. People were, it was clearly, when it was reported on the fucking stupid box, the illegal aliens invading your country, which is what they fucking are. This is getting to the edge of thought control. You see, they lost it with the goddamn political correctness. They had us so far fucking down, man. I have to go think back on it. You know, people, first they try to, you know, make it like they started with the N-word. And, of course, you know, that was that they could get away with, you know, that they could push. And you know, I wouldn't want to call somebody who was my friend. I mean, I wouldn't want to, you know, try to degrade him in that way. But that's just me, and it's nothing that nobody tells me fucking to do or not to do. And if you do call somebody a nigger, and they fucking, and you, it's because you're fucking out in the street, and you go and you fucking fight them. But that was between us. It was between we, the people. It was our fucking rights that we to fucking... to fight each other if we goddamn well choose. And then go to fucking court over it if we chose. But that's how they started it, with something. They always use the goodness in you. They've used our goodness to fucking try to destroy us. And then it went on, and then there was more political correctness, and then they moved it into the workplace. You can't say these things in the workplace. Well, then, you know what, you motherfucker? If my Bill of Rights, my first article of my Bill of Rights doesn't exist, I'm pulling your fucking license. You don't have a business. How about that? See, that's what they felt. You know, this is how you tell that the corporation is running it. Because the corporation, under the goddamn law, I'm telling you, I lived here in this town where all the contracts were federal contracts for fucking timber. And as a condition of that, in no workplace that you were at could they violate your fucking Bill of Rights. They couldn't violate any right because they were federally fucking funded. That was federal fucking, it was federal money. It was coming from our fucking trees, don't you see? And as a part of every contract, it's just like when the Congress used to allocate the goddamn, the monies to be used in this country for whatever. It came with a code of regulations, and in every code of regulations, it was stipulated clearly you could not violate anyone's fucking constitutionally guaranteed Bill of Rights, or you would have your contract pulled and your license to operate pulled. Because this whole idea of corporations, find me in the Constitution, the original Constitution, where they even, where did these corporation shit come from? Well, they did that after they took over. That's where it came from. All our contracts were private contracts. And they were litigated in the goddamn common law courts if we had any disagreements. But they brought in the corporations. And then, you know, John talked about it. It's been a couple of years. But John talked about it. You know how the corporations wanted to bill passed saying that they could write laws. Corporations could write laws. No. And they were told no. But they've done it anyway. They just fucking did it, people. They did it through acts. They call them acts, like the Volstead Act. The Volstead Act said I couldn't drink liquor. You can't do that, motherfucker. No more than you can confiscate my gold. You have to use the procedural due process in my Bill of Rights to get anything from me. To get a jurisdiction over me, for me to be compelled to do anything I don't want to do. This is when they were codifying what they started in 1869. This is when they were building the American, the corporation, or the United States Corporation. Making all the states subcontractors. And that's when, in 1984, that's when they took all the fucking, charters for the towns and the counties and all that shit. And everything's a district now within a district, and the main district is the District of Columbia, and that's where the power comes from the top down.
Look what the Homestead did, Henry. All it did was make a bunch of people rich. This man fucking scumbags rich, man.
It opened up, they knew that people are going to drink, get fucking real. It opened up an underground economy for fucking where they could build gangsters, where they could build their goddamn mafias, and then because they after they caused this problem, and now there were mafias everywhere, people shooting it out in the fucking streets over alcohol. Man, we got now that FBI that was just supposed to be making sure the government wasn't breaking no laws that we put in place. We're gonna have to arm them and send them out. To police the public. They were never to have any authority over us in any fucking way. Unless it was in time of war, which is that this was wrote after fucking, the fucking Bill of Rights was put in effect in complete violation of the Ninth Article. In times of war, we were to be the government. So nobody could ever have an authority over us but we. And when you went into the fiduciary, you dropped a notch. Because all you could do was exercise that tiny little bit of power that we delegated. And that's, you know, that's the ultimate argument for anybody that wants to argue this shit. How is it that they can do these things to us that we cannot do to one another? If the power is delegated from the people, where did they get that power? If we couldn't have given it to them because we don't have it. I don't have the power to go and take my neighbor's fucking gun. I don't have the power to pull somebody out off on the side of the road and take the money from them. They call that fucking armed robbery. If I pull somebody over on the side of the road and take their money, they call it asset forfeiture. Well, that's breaking the law. And that's what everybody's got to understand. That Bill of Rights is just not a Bill of Rights. It is ratified law. Under the fifth article of the original Constitution, it's ratified law in the Constitution, too. But they removed the Constitution, they removed the Republic, and replaced it with a corporation. They did that. And they did that in fucking violation of the Supreme Law, which is the ninth article, which is the Bill of Rights, which is the people's authority. They did that. They replaced it with the goddamn corporation. And so I laughed so hard the other day when Nancy Pelosi said a republic democracy. This is how fucking stupid they are. I'll tell you what, you new propagandists that have come to this country, you're going to have to get rid of that dumb old bitch. You're going to have to get rid of a lot of these. It's going to be hard for you because they are the scum that have risen to the fucking top of the fucking of the fucking pond. You know, the pond scum on top. But Nancy Pelosi can't hang. She says the wrong things at the wrong time. And it shows people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, the line in the Declaration where it says governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. The power they're exercising now is not just.
Well, you know, go back to the Declaration of Independence, and everybody is going to piss and moan that I'm saying this, but the Declaration of Independence, I piss on that, too. That was written by aristocrats, the same aristocrats that were oppressing the people in the colonies to the point that they rose up on their own against the king's men, which ended up being your founding fathers, by the way. Yeah. So they knew what our bitches were. Our bitches were, you don't own me. And as soon as they held their conventions, they said, well, we'll just form separate states here, and we'll be the aristocracy, and you guys can be our subjects. Okay? But see, that's where I don't even buy into that 3% back then. Because the fucking people said, no, you're not. And by God, they didn't. If it was just 3%, I'm telling you guys, right fucking now, we would not have a Bill of Rights. They lied back then. They lie now. It's the only thing they have is lies and deception. They have no cojones. They have no balls. They wouldn't fight a fucking 3-year-old girl. They're nothing. But the goddamn people have, you know, it's just like, that's where I was at with the political correctness. And then it moves into the workplace. And then they move it into, it was to the point where people were afraid to, I wonder if I can say that or not. And you're sitting there, fuck you. I'll say what I goddamn well please. It's called the first article. And if you've got a problem with what I'm saying there across the counter or wherever in the fuck I'm at, hit the fucking street and let's fucking settle it. That's what America is. It was built for freedom and liberty, not for fucking industry, not for fucking a handful of fucking good old boys, the Masonic Dirty Church cabal to get together and make sure that they had everything and they got what they wanted in the fucking beginning anyway, which was a fucking working population. You can be a working man, boy, all the songs, all the propaganda, be proud to go out there and be a working man and work 8 hours of your life to make fucking $10,000, of which you get fucking 100. You see what I'm saying, people? They've done it from the fucking beginning. And now it's coming apart on them because they're just too goddamn greedy. It wouldn't matter if they could stop now. It's too fucking late. It's gone way too fucking far. They've taken too fucking much. The people are too fucking pissed. They have to be purged from this goddamn country, period. They need to be purged from the world. Do you think there will ever be peace on this earth as long as those goddamn Israelis are exist in existence? You think they'll allow it? Or you think, I mean, goddamn, they're like a parasitic fucking disease. They get rid of them in this place and they pop up over here and that disease starts going. Next thing you know, these people, you got people killing each other. They had our people kill each other, for Christ's sakes. Father killing son. I think we're smarter than that now. I think we've learned our lesson that this war that was supposed to be about freedom ended up with the 14th Amendment and subjugation for every American national, regardless of the pigment of your skin. And that's how they will face us. I mean, we will stand together with that Bill of Rights as our fucking mantra, that's what makes us one people. I mean, we will stand as individuals, but as long as we're all fighting for the Bill of Rights, we are one people. And this very idea that, I mean, this, the way he tried to lay it out like it's a preconceived notion of how things are going. Well, the army, which army are you talking about? Oh, the American army. Oh, the American army is the one that's going to come and kill me and stop me from enforcing the Bill of Rights, the law of this land, huh? Is that what you think? Because there ain't enough of them. And there ain't enough of them that'll fire on, they're gonna be firing on you too. It's gonna be a conflict inside the fucking apparatus itself. You've already trained these people to kill. See if you can get them to kill their brothers and sisters. See if you can get them to kill grandma, you son of a bitches. You know what you're up against. You've finally realized who the fucking real Americans are. I know that because of the replacement of the think tanks with these new fucking communists that they brought in. You know what you're up against now, don't you? But you're still trying to play the same fucking game. You just think that you're more cunning, and you're not. You say, I mean, we'd be standing out there in the sun, you telling us dark, it's dark. I don't want to go against the people. I don't want to be stigmatized and my peer pressure. It's dark. Now you try to tell us that it's goddamn, that it's not even daylight. I mean, or that it's no light in the window. And you're a fucking liar. We know what you are. Come and prove to me that there's no fucking light in that window. That's what you're going to have to do.
Look at the idiots that are leading them. I mean, look at the idiots in Congress. They're a bunch of fucking punks. They're retarded people. They're not even smart. Yeah. I mean, you know.
They are. That's what I tell people. Just sit and listen. Look at who is fucking doing this to you. That O'Rourke? That punk? I mean, my God. I mean, just think if you had been, you know, think in high school. This guy would have come around pestering you. You'd slap him like a fucking bitch, man, right across the fucking face. He'd lay down his own piss and cry. This is the people that are going to fucking take us, you think? You think he sends a fucking foreign army of children across the board? I mean, across our bottom, our southern border? And then slip the goddamn fighting age men through our own fucking bases and train them? They're going to die too. This is the largest fucking army to ever exist, and it's going to fucking happen. There's no stopping it. So you better become as proficient as you can at fucking removing the fucking communist tyranny from our nation and reinstating our Bill of Rights as the absolute fucking law and the people's rule as the absolute rule, because they will surrender the goddamn charter to this country to the individual free sovereigns at all. Not to any fucking government. To the people. And we'll decide who works for us, and they will work under fucking some pretty stiff fucking conditions. You step out of line 1 inch, you go against the fucking wall. Anyways, we made it to the top of the hour. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And you guys have a good weekend and keep your eyes open. And go out and shoot your guns, man. Become one with that gun. Because that is your liberty teeth. And you want to be able to, you want to do a good job of fucking ripping them apart with it when the time comes. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Go with them,
you too, brother.